Gary Roberts, training camp starting around the NHL in the next couple of days. Wish you were involved.
These are the times of year, right? September and April, as an ex-hockey player, ex-NHL hockey player, I think is when you miss the game the most. Definitely, for me, the preparation part of playing became my passion near the end of my career. And for sure, this is a time of year you like to be tested and show whether you did your work in the summer or not. So now all those players now get to do that, and most of my job is done. And for me now, I get a little bit of a vacation while the guys go back to work.
So tell us, can you tell a big difference between the players that have been working hard all summer and the ones that haven't, at least at this point in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, no doubt. There's so many different tests you can do today to evaluate a player's fitness level, but the true test comes on the ice. And I think you see more on-ice testing today in training camp, less bike riding tests, which I think is the way to go. You can test yourself on the bike every day all summer and then not skate well. So skating tests, I think, are what most teams are going to, which I think is great. Most of the players today, if you're not doing your work, it shows up pretty quick in the exhibition whether you're in shape or not.
So can you maybe take us through, over the last month, what have someone that is in the top of the game fitness-wise been up to over the last 30 days or so?
Well, for the last 30 days, most of those players are trying to transfer what they've done in the gym for a few months onto the ice. And my goal is to make sure those players hit the ice. And, yeah, they're not going to have their hands maybe right away, but you want their fitness level to be at its peak. You want their recovery to be at its peak. And those players to feel like what they did in the gym through those months of May, June, and July are paying off in the month of August. And mentally, more so than anything, preparing themselves for what's ahead. And it's a grind. The NHL training camp and exhibition, there's not a lot of time wasted. They're playing games within 3 days. So it's really important that these players are going into camp ready to play.
So in the month leading after that, would you be recommending more on the side of like two-a-day workouts or more rest up, getting ready for what's coming?
Yeah, I wouldn't say too much rest. I would say there's no doubt that you have to have proper progressions throughout the summertime where the volume's really high for a few weeks and you back it off for 4 days. We made some changes this year in our program where we had a few more couple-day breaks for the players, so you're unloading their bodies from all the weightlifting and trying to get them doing more stretching, more yoga, more agility, just really trying to understand the change in the game. And the game is becoming faster every year. So if you can't skate and you're not agile, you have a tougher time having success. And so we're trying to gear the players, especially the last 30 days, towards doing things a little faster and getting themselves ready for that game speed that's going to be coming pretty close now.
So is there a huge difference between where your guys are now, sort of heading into training camp in this next week, compared to where you were at their age however many years ago? I'll leave the number out of that.
Yeah, I'll leave the number. Yeah, like there's no doubt fitness and preparation, like I say, became my passion my last 13 years of my career in order to get my career back from my injuries and have a chance at longevity. These young players now are in their early 20s or late teens, and they're taking that information. And, I wish I applied it when I was 20. And not wait till I was 30. And that's why you're seeing the evolution of the game today, the speed in which the game is played, the physical abilities of these young players, the size of these players. Players that take the information and live the right lifestyle are making huge gains at an early age and have a better chance to play at an elite level for a long time.
So you're still looking pretty good here. In all honesty, still under the age of 50, where would you line up in the fitness tests that are about to happen in the next couple of days?
Well, you know what? I skated with the players a few weeks ago, and we were short of guys, so I jumped in into a scrimmage. And, you know, there's no doubt the game's too fast for me. I get that. But I thought I fared pretty well, considering I still do a little bit of skating and train still pretty hard. But the bottom line is it's the ability to recover. And I know myself at 48 years old, I can go out, you know, one day, maybe 2 days. But can you do it 30 days in a row with no rest days, right? And that's where the tissue repair and the recovery just becomes too hard for an older player to have a chance to play. So I think the comeback's definitely not in sight, but I still really enjoy doing what I do, and it's nice to know that I'm close.
So on the other side of things, how does, say, the 18-year-old, the young guy coming into camp, match up to the 25-year-old sort of prime of his physical career?
Yeah, well, I think that the gap, I think, is no different than it was when I was 18 and the players were 25. It's just changed throughout. The 18-year-olds are in better shape. 25-year-olds are in better shape. And I would say that just the evolution of the game at each age, and I think the age, truthfully, now for these young players going to play major A hockey at 15 and 16 years old, if they aren't doing some type of physical fitness away from the rink and prehab and maintenance program as far as building strength and getting their foundation strong, I don't think they have a chance to be healthy as often as they would like. You need to take the fitness side of it, the nutrition side of it, in order to feel good every day and give yourself a chance to be an elite player. You've got to do a lot more than just be a hockey player today.
So one more for you here. You got a whole group of guys you've been training with all year. Anyone particular, any of your guys looking physically sharp, more than usual, that you can tip us off to heading into the season?
Yeah, hopefully they all are. But, you know, you always have your guys that really rise above in the summertime. I look at guys like Mark Scheifele in Winnipeg, who I believe is a unbelievable hockey player and takes the lifestyle, the fitness, the nutrition, and all the information that I give him and that my team gives him. I believe that he is like a sponge. So I look at him as being a guy in Winnipeg that can really be a huge impact for their team moving forward and building that team. Obviously, Stamkos continues to be the guy in the program that buys into the whole program. And, you know, guys that train with me in those situations, they see him train and they see the speed in which he plays and the professionalism that he shows in the gym. And it's an easy act to follow.